Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local things going on, events, and just some general information about Clay County. Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Chamber of Commerce, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This will give you an opportunity to tell your family and friends, if they've missed some of this, that are in the surrounding counties, to catch this evening broadcast. If you let them know also, some of your family and friends that are even out of state can listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on their webpage and they can catch this week's show and even review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. This week's show will probably be put up at the end of next week. Thank you, Del Hollow Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements. I've been getting a lot of anniversary announcements until this week. I don't think I have any this time, but I've got a lot of birthday announcements to go through after a while. But don't forget to call in for those and for a drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us the names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of June the 19th through June the 25th. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake on Thursday, and it could be you. If your name's drawn, be sure to drop in at the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and great lunch and dinner menus and get that birthday cake. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcement, and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later in the show. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574.
Well, apparently we've lost them connection, and go to a couple commercials and be right back with more of the Clay County Corner.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Had a little bit of a glitch, so I need to repeat just a couple of things that I finished up before we went to a quick break. The Clay County Opry is this Saturday, the 27th. Don't forget to bring you a chair and pile up on the courthouse square. And we'll have music for everybody to listen to. And if you're a picker and you want to practice, be sure and bring your guitar, bring your harmonica, bring whatever you got, and you can practice with some seasoned players. Also, remember the Grace Free Meals are every Tuesday for lunch at the Salina Methodist Church. We got a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and come on back real quick to the radio and start listening. Right now, I want to introduce Caleb Burnett with the Wilderness Day Camp. He's one of our local churches and is also involved in a lot of community activities, actually, especially outdoorsy things. I think that's his thing more than anything else, is being outside. He's here to talk with us a little bit about the third annual Wilderness Day Camp. Welcome to the show this morning, Caleb.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Caleb, this is the third annual Wilderness Day Camp, and I don't think a lot of people know about it yet. When is it, and where, and what time? Who sponsors it?
Well, it'll be on July the 9th. It'll start at 8 a.m., and we'll go on to about 4:30. It will be at the Del Hollow Recreation Area below the Del Hollow Dam,
okay,
which is at 5101 Campground Road in Salina. And the sponsors, we have the TWRA, Friends of Del Hollow Fish Hatchery, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, and the Army Corps of Engineers all help sponsor and put on this event, as well as some other local volunteers.
And it probably takes quite a few volunteers, so it'd be way too hard to name all those. And I guess if anybody wants to help with that and have some expertise in some of these areas, they need to contact one of those groups to offer some help, too. How's the camper's day kind of planned out?
Well, after everyone gets there in the morning, then it'll start out with a water safety put on by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and go over wearing your life jacket at all times and how to handle situations that might come up on the water. Then we'll break up into groups depending on the number of campers that we have. Everybody break up into a size group that we'll be able to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And after we've started going through some of the different stations, then we'll break for lunch and then come back and conclude the sessions and usually end up the day at the fish hatchery feeding the fish.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. I know the kids always, when I've seen kids up there feeding the fish, that's a big thing.
Yeah, everybody likes to feed the fish.
Well, those fish are kind of frantic sometimes. They start flopping around, and it makes for an exciting event for them. So there are going to be several learning stations. Can you briefly go through those?
Well, I'll try my best. I got volunteered for the radio show because
right.
I missed the meeting, but I'll try to cover them the best I know how. At the first station, we'll have aquatic insects. We'll have Mr. David Pirin from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, Ecological Services, Field Office of Cookeville, and he'll help us understand a little bit more about aquatic insects, how important they are to the ecosystem, and how to identify different types of insects. Then we'll go to Station 2, which will be an archery course, and the kids will get to shoot bows and arrows at different targets like bear, boars, deer, coyote, even a velociraptor.
Wow, that's going to be exciting, I'm sure, for those kids.
Station 3 will be songbirds, and it'll help kids be able to identify and recognize the different local songbirds that
mm-hmm.
we have in this region.
We got a lot of them, that's for sure.
Station 4 will be the BB gun shooting station, and it'll be a good, safe opportunity for kids to get to use a BB gun and especially learn what not to do with
right.
a firearm.
Right.
Station 5 will be the fly fishing station, and Mr. Paul Boyce and myself will be teaching fly casting as well as some of the basic ideas and concepts that go along with the sport of fly fishing.
You know, it is just such a elegant looking thing. I don't know, it's so finely developed and just such a beautiful flow watching. I could sit and watch fly fishers all the time.
It's definitely an art form.
It is.
But it's not as difficult to get the grasp of as you might think.
Well, good. That's a good opportunity for these kids to learn that.
And then Station 6 will be about birds of prey. And we'll be learning about the different birds of prey and their mannerisms and characteristics. And that should be exciting for all the kids. It's always neat to get to see these hunters of the air.
Yeah, you know, Paul Boyce, he actually brought some of this information by to me yesterday and suggested that you come on this morning and talk about it, but he said that was a new category this year, that it was being introduced as a new category.
Right, that's one of the reasons
excited.
I don't have a whole lot to say
right.
about it, because I haven't got to experience it yet, but I'm
yeah.
looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like a really, really fun day. I'm going to throw out real quick, parents that are sending your kids, don't forget the sunscreen, because it's hot period out there, and I'm sure they are going to provide water and that sort of thing, so you don't need to necessarily worry about that, but don't forget the sunscreen.
Yeah, because it's hot, and we'll be out in the sun all day.
Absolutely. What is the age group for this camp, and how can they apply?
Well, this year we haven't set an age limit, so if your kid wants to come and wants to learn more about the outdoors, then as long as they're able to manage themselves,
yeah.
then bring them on out. There is a $5 fee, which is just to cover the cost of drinks and snacks and
okay.
things like that. There are application forms. You can find these forms laying around at different places. They say third annual Wilderness Day Camp on the front of them. Just fill out that form and send it in to the address that's on the form there.
And I think one of the reasons that we really needed to get this on here today is because there is a cutoff date, and that is important so that everybody can, or that the sponsors and the planners, the organizers, can make sure to get everything together and have enough materials and everything. When is that cutoff date?
That cutoff date is on July 1st.
Okay.
And you can pick up these forms at different local vendors, but also you can go to the Fish and Wildlife Service's website.
Okay.
And that's www.fws.gov/Dell Hollow, and you can download the application form there and send it in.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see, what are parents, they're not required to stay, or would they be able to stay if they
They're not required to stay, but they're more than welcome to, especially if you have younger kids and you can walk around with the groups if you need, if you have one of those that you might think you need to keep an eye
might
on.
Might need to stay with.
But they are more than welcome to stay.
Okay, good deal. Well, I know that you've got some things planned personally today, and we did appreciate you coming in last minute and just because you got volunteered or elected to show up this morning. I know you've got some things that you're trying to get ready for your family to go to this afternoon, so I'm going to let you go and just give us a last reminder of the date, time, and location.
All right, the date is July the 9th. It started at 8 o'clock a.m., and it's at the recreation area below the dam. That's 5101 Campground Road.
All righty. Good deal. Thanks, Caleb, and have fun on your trip with your family.
Thank you.
I've got Mr. Eric Copas here this morning, and Eric is another with one of our local congregations, and I appreciate him popping in, too, this morning. We've got actually a lot of stuff that's coming up in the next month that people can participate in. And that's one thing that I've got Eric here for this morning. He wanted to talk about some things that are planned for the county, for the community. Eric, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Well, you're very welcome. And if you will, I'm going to let you just kind of go in with what exactly it is that you've got planned and when.
Okay. Sounds good. And we're having our VBS in July this year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd do it a little bit different time. And we're going to have, our VBS is actually July the 19th to the 23rd.
Okay.
Starting about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, going to about 8-ish. And, but we wanted to do something to kind of kick it off, have a celebration, make the community aware of what we're doing. And so what we got planned this Saturday, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we want to have a VBS celebration at Donaldson Park.
Very good. Very good. You've had a very successful Easter event there.
Overly.
There was a lot of people.
It was an awesome time. And, the first time, you don't never know what to expect.
Exactly.
So when they just kept coming, it was like Field of Dreams. They just kept coming over the hill. And we realized we done 2,500 Easter eggs, and we realized we didn't do enough. Next year, we've already put it in the works, 6,500 Easter
there
eggs.
There you go. So, that's important to do. Listen, we got to take a quick break, and then I want to come right back with you, and we'll continue about the VBS plans.
Okay. Thank you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try and... Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I'm sitting here now with Eric Copus, and he's with one of our local congregations. Again, somebody else that's involved in a lot of the community activities. And we were just going through an event, actually, that he's got planned, some extra stuff going along with Vacation Bible School that's coming up the 19th through the 23rd of July. And he was talking about, we were just about to get into exactly what's involved with the fun day or celebration day.
Once again, it's this Saturday, the 27th, at 5 o'clock at Donaldson Park. And what we'll be doing is it's just a celebration. We want to advertise our VBS and make people aware of what we got going on. This year, VBS is going to be for students. Much more interactive than usual. So we want to have a very interactive VBS where the students take part in the celebration each day and the study. So a little bit different. So if you want to come to a different VBS setting, it's, I don't want to say the same old style, but it is in a way, but it's very interactive. It's very interactive for the kids. They get to be involved in a lot of things we do, and it's fun. But this Saturday, for the celebration, to make everybody aware, we're going to have some inflatables. Some bouncy houses those type of things set up, and we'll have we'll have hot dogs. We're gonna have a popcorn machine set up, and as hot as it is, a very appreciated snow cone machine.
Oh yes! I bet that'll be the hot place. A lot of action right there.
There's a long line of snow cone machine. Yeah. So we just want to invite everybody out. doesn't matter what church you go to. This is just, you know, we all follow the same Lord, so we want to celebrate with each other in fellowship and just come out and have a good time with us. And we just, you know, want to advertise our VBS and just as our church goes outside of our doors, we just want to be open for the community and let everyone know that we're here for everyone. It doesn't matter where you go, we want to be here for everybody.
Absolutely. So. Well, I want to throw out, I have a snow cone machine if you should need an extra one or something.
We may need an extra one, and it will probably be beneficial, probably, so we may come get that from you.
It might be. a reminder, too, just one more time, where is it planned and the time and the
time? Yeah. It's going to be this Saturday, the 27th, and it's at Donaldson Park.
Okay.
And we will start at 5 o'clock, and
okay.
We'll go for a couple hours, and, you know, and just we'll see where it goes. You know,
all right. So. Well, good luck with the crowd control.
Yeah. Thank you.
In advance, you're welcome.
Thanks
for coming on this morning, Eric. I appreciate it. You know, people need to, as many opportunities as we have to let people know what's going on, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you thinking of us to let us know
and
communicate the information to the community.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you very much. And I've got Lois Turner has just popped in here and sat down. She is going to be talking a little bit about the recent Clay County Fair. And we just had the fair and the carnival that went along with it. And Lois is going to give us kind of an update on stuff that happened with the fair and just some more information. Welcome, Lois.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me.
You're
today.
Welcome.
First of all, I want to thank everyone that helped us this year with the fair. Without all of you guys, it could never be possible.
True.
You know, with parking, with the gate, helping Randall with the cook-off, Dean and the Century Farm dinners, the exhibits, with everyone that helped me and Dorothy with the pageant, Susan, she came and helped, and many others. And the main thing that I wanted to talk about today was we were so much aware, the Fair Association, of the problem with the carnival this year. It was mentioned to us by several of the fairgoers, and we were aware of this problem, that there were a couple of the rides that were not there this year. This was discussed with the James Gang, who is our carnival people. And they did tell us that there had been a double booking, and they promised us that this would not happen again. And we are contracted with them for another 2 years, and we understand this. You know, things happen.
Yeah.
We're all human, and we just hope that the community understands. And like I said, we were aware of the situation. There wasn't, you know, there was nothing we could do,
true,
you know, at the time.
True.
And but we did want the community to know that the Fair Association was aware of it,
mm-hmm,
and that we hope that next year will be bigger and better,
mm-hmm,
for everyone.
And I'm sure it will.
And it will be.
Yeah.
And it was just something that it had been discussed among all the members, and we felt that we needed to get it out there and let people know that we wasn't letting it just kind of slide by.
Right.
And
their voices were heard.
That's right. And, you know, if you don't speak up and let people know, you know, sometimes maybe things do kind of go by the wayside.
Yeah.
But we did want everybody to know that we were trying to stay on top of it, and we hope everybody comes back next year and has another enjoyable time.
Absolutely. You know, the kids, too, I just have to throw this out. We recently went out of town to another location in Pigeon Forge, and we had a little one that wanted to ride some rides. So we went in and purchased some tickets for him to ride some rides, and we actually had to pay $35.
Uh-huh.
To get 30-something points, and there were you know, quite a few little rides for just the toddler age group, but I'm going to say there were probably seven or eight, and really this little guy that was riding, he would have been happy to ride the same one over and over and over and over. You know,
yeah.
He picked one that he liked the best, and that's the one he wanted to stay on. But,
yeah.
You know, just to let people know the expense was
yeah.
huge, you know.
Yeah.
And there were several choices, but, you know, again, at that age group, especially the little ones, they just want to ride something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it's wonderful that the Fair Board has been made aware and that they're on top of it and
yes.
they're looking toward making the corrections and
right.
have already addressed it.
Like I said, we was on top of it, you know, during the fair, and so we're ready to go with it next year.
Very, very good. Anything else you needed to give us any information about the fair? I think it all went well, had participants. And
we did. Also, we want to thank Jacqueline Jolin. She is our new Miss Fairest of the Fair.
Right.
And we want to thank Jacqueline West, who
right.
is our retiring
uh-huh.
Fairest of the Fair. And again, like I said, we want to thank everybody who made this year's fair and pageant a success. And we hope to see everyone again next year at the Clay County Fair.
Definitely. I think you could probably thank the weather, too.
Oh, yes. You know, when it did rain, it was kind of in the middle of things.
Uh-huh.
I got wet on Saturday.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it seems to be a habit of everything I volunteer for, I get wet. So I don't know
right.
if that's a sign of something. I don't know.
Yeah, but you just can't tell. But sometimes it happens.
That's
and,
right.
But fortunately, it was just a kind of a quick rain in and out.
It was. It just kind of, you know, poured, and then it quit, and the
right.
sun came out.
Probably just cooled you down a little bit till that sun came back out, and then
that's
it was probably
right.
really humid.
That's
but,
right.
But anyway, we did have a very successful fair this year again, and I just want to say, too, that all of the proceeds go back in to the Clay County Recreation Complex, go back into the fair.
That's
and that's,
true.
That's a good thing. So it is such a positive for the community to come out and support the fair and support the carnival and
yes.
and help out to make the, for example, buy the lights, you know,
yes.
that are on the other
yes.
field, and which are yet to be paid for, but the Clay County Fair Board
right.
is working on that.
None of us are paid, you know.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's upkeep and to put the fair on.
Right, right. Very good, very good. Well, I guess we need to take another quick break. So we've had Kayla Burnett with the Wilderness Day Camp, and we've had Eric Kopas with the VBS Celebration, and now Lois with the Clay County Fair, and I'll be up with Kathy Merritt with Salina Merchants Association and Doug Young in just a little bit. He's not popped in yet. He might have had a distraction, but anyway, we'll be back in just a few minutes to continue with the Clay County Corner.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553, 931-243-5265.
The worst pain I've ever felt came from shingles. As a healthy, active woman in my early 60s, it kept me from sleeping at night. It made it hard for me to work and enjoy my active lifestyle. I didn't know a simple vaccination could have helped me avoid getting shingles.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Everyone 60 and older needs the shingles vaccine to protect against this painful disease. Ask about it the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I guess it's time now to give out those birthday and, well, I was going to say birthday and anniversary announcements, but I didn't have any anniversaries for this past week. So today we're just going to have several. I think we've got 25, 26, something like that, of the birthday announcements. And remember that today's drawing, today's announcements, are four birthdays between June the 19th and today the 25th. And after today, please call in for June the 25th through July the 2nd. And Mr. Thomas Watson will be hosting next week, and he will be making those announcements for June the 25th through July the 2nd. So now for the birthday announcements for June the 19th through June the 25th, First off, we've got Mr. Jim Hayes. Happy birthday to Jim Hayes, and that's from Mandy for June the 19th. And happy birthday on June the 20th. Got several people born on June the 20th. Happy birthday to Ariana Hooten, and that call comes in from Mommy and Daddy. So happy birthday, Ariana. And my birthday was June the 20th, so happy birthday to me. I was 59 years old, and I'm proud of it. And actually, my sister Tiffany called that in to make sure I got announced. And also, a good friend of mine, Mr. Freddie Green, his birthday was also June the 20th, and he shares the same age as me, 59. And that comes from Tiffany. And another good friend, Miss Liz Jenkins Bowles, her birthday was also on the 20th, and that was called in also from Tiffany Brown. Another happy birthday on June the 20th is Mr. Homer Daly. Homer, happy big 4-0. And that comes in from Alicia and the kids. And Connie Kendall, happy birthday to you on June the 20th also. And that call is in from Miss Brooke Burchett. And happy birthday to Liz Brown, age 66. And that call is in, or Facebook message actually, from Brenda Watson. And happy birthday from Mother, Miss Bunny Hamilton, for her daughter, Macy. Macy was 12 years old on June the 20th. And then on June the 21st, we've got a message in from Nana and Grandpa for Mr. Benjamin Roberts. Benjamin was 1 year old. And I have I did have one anniversary, and that is for Kathy and John Merritt. They had their 29th anniversary on June the 20th. A lot of good things happened on June the 20th. So Benjamin Roberts on June the 21st from Nana and Grandpa. And then on June the 22nd, we have several. Happy birthday to Miss Paulette Scott, and that is from Sheila Caulfield and from me. And happy birthday to Levi Ogletree. Levi was 8 years old, and that's on June the 22nd. That is in from Christy Keene. Happy birthday on June the 22nd for Amy McLaren Dobson, and that comes in from Barbara Boone. Happy birthday also to Colin I. Ayers, and that is from Barbara Boone. Happy birthday the 22nd to Greta Bryant, and that is from Lynn Wright. And also, I had a message from Bobby Schott, and she said, please share if you win. I thought that was kind of cute. And also on June the 22nd, happy 48th birthday to Stevie Roach. That's 48 years. And that was in from his daughter, Sydney. And also on June the 22nd, happy fifth birthday, Chanley Rich. Chanley was 5 years old on June the 22nd, and that is a call-in from her mom, Christy Rich, and also from Sydney. On June the 23rd, happy birthday to Jalen J-Bob Hoffey, and he was 15 years old. Mom, he'll be driving pretty soon, and that call-in was from Mom and Carl. And also on the 23rd, happy birthday, 15 years, to Tessa Pedigo. And that's a call-in from to love from your mama, daddy, and from Tara. Also, happy birthday on June the 23rd to Rhonda Short. That is from her sister, Teresa Bowles. And then on June the 23rd, happy birthday to Willie Allred. He was 32 years old, and that's a call-in from Suzanne Smith. And also on June the 23rd, happy birthday for Savannah Short. She was 6 years old, and that was a call-in from her family. On June the 24th, happy birthday to Vita Hicks, and that was sent from Jeff, Scarlett, and Jake. And also, happy birthday on June the 24th for Brian McLaren. That was sent in from Barbara Boone. Happy birthday on June the 24th to Robin Kerr, and that was sent in from her sister, Melissa. On June 24th, happy birthday to Dale McLaren. We got another big one. It's a big 5-0. And that was a message sent in with love from your girls. And then on June the 25th, which is today, we all want to wish today Eliana White, who just turned 7 years old today, a happy birthday from her dad. And then we also got a message for her from Gina and Riley. So that's all of our birthday call-ins for today, and we will be drawing a name out. I'm going to ask Kathy Merritt a little bit later in the show if she would draw a name out of the hat for us to announce who won the birthday cake, the Dairy Queen birthday cake. And again, the winner will be able to pick that cake up about 10:30 after the show today. So now I have got Miss Kathy Merritt, and she is up from the Salina Merchants Association, and they're just really active. Kathy, if you don't care, just tell us a little bit about the Merchants Association Rebirth and just how it kind of has developed, just for people that don't know it's back.
Sure, certainly. Well, first of all, good morning, Susan, Salina, Clay County. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
You are quite welcome. The Merchants Association, we all just accidentally kind of came together last fall, started doing some advertising together, finding some opportunities to reach out a little bit farther than Salina and Clay County and do some advertising. And it's been a great opportunity for us to all get together. We've put on several events. The community has come out and supported us. I think Salina's pretty excited about some of the things that we've got going on. And we just continue to come up with new ideas and find ways to involve the community, to support shopping locally here in Salina. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to do, is build Salina back up, bring folks in from not just tourists, but just our surrounding counties,
right.
You know, Southern Kentucky and it seems to be working pretty well for us.
It sure does. And you've got a lot of good heads together, a lot of people a lot of the local merchants that are interested in, of course, building the town back up.
Most definitely. There are so many folks, you know, Susan, last fall, late summer, when I opened my store, mm-hmm. I found myself just getting to know the different merchants, and in talking with them, finding out that a lot of folks shared similar thoughts and ideas.
Right.
But what some folks tried to do individually on their own, it was financially impossible.
Right.
And couldn't really get as much done as they had hoped they could. But we realized that when we came together and started sharing these ideas and just kind of slowly building on this thing, that our results were fabulous.
And there's absolutely strength in number.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Makes a big, big difference.
Yes, definitely.
You mentioned the advertising. I know that you've advertised locally, but you've also advertised in different ways. Can you tell a little bit about that? What are some of the venues that
Our first, probably our first venture was in the Busy Bee Trader, and that was a little book that I had picked up maybe in Livingston, and that was last July. And I was in my shop looking through that and realized that not one Salina merchant was in that. So I called Busy Bee and I said, hey, what's the deal here? And they said, where is Salina? And I thought to myself, no, we can't have this. So I kind of started checking into that and realized I just had a two-day deadline. Ooh. And so I put together an ad. I looked on the chamber website, and I pulled out the businesses that I thought would advertise well in that format.
Right.
And I went to our director, Ray Norris, and I said, Ray, this is the deal. We can do this ad, but I don't really have time to go around and meet all these different merchants and try to sell this thing. And the chamber generously stepped up and they said, we will pay for the ad if you can do the legwork. And fortunately, I already had it done and was able to hand it right over to Ray. And so that was our first, probably outside of the community. And then later in the fall, we saw the opportunity to really expand our horizons with the Dale Hollow Marina, or Dale Hollow Lake Marina Association, their publication, which is the Dale Hollow Explorer. That magazine is taken at the beginning of the year in 2015. There were 30,000 of these printed. They were taken to boat, sport, and travel shows all over the Midwest. We're talking Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Louisville, I believe maybe Lexington, Nashville. I do think there was even one in Michigan, possibly. But I had the opportunity to go to Indianapolis to that boat show for 10 days and pass these out. But we did a two-page spread. The again, the chamber three-star stepped up, and we got a grant for $500.
Wow.
And so 16 merchants were able to go in on this ad, gorgeous two-page spread.
It was beautiful.
In the middle of the magazine. And it ended up costing us merchants like $78 a piece, which was phenomenal to have that kind of ad and that kind of publication
and that much
be
exposure.
So far-reaching, the exposure.
Absolutely.
And people are, and we're still passing those out at the marinas and in our stores, and it really is giving a face to Salina.
Absolutely. You know, people are talking. And if you haven't seen one of those magazines yet, they are around. And especially the marinas will have them.
They're at the chamber.
The Chamber of Commerce. And I would recommend that you go by and grab one and just look at that spread. Look at it. Am I not mistaken, it's in the center?
It is
magazine?
almost in the center, which is,
but it is a two-page spread.
It is a two-page. You open it up, and it says across the top, Shop Historic Salina, Tennessee.
Right. And it's beautiful.
And it's fabulous because it's not just our little antique stores, shops, whatever.
Right.
It's some of our cafes. Salina Lumber is in there. Napa Auto Parts is in there. Scott's Grocery Store is in there. And it really shows folks out on the lake because, you know, you think you go to the lake and you're on vacation and you're there to have fun, but you need food and sometimes you need a hardware store. You do. Sometimes your boat needs a battery.
Right.
But it shows folks ahead of time that in addition to being on beautiful, you know, Dale Hollow Lake, we have things we can do off of the lake that are just a few miles away.
Absolutely. Yeah, from any of the marinas that are located in Clay County on Dale Hollow Lake, the drive into town is just 4 miles to like 8 miles. It's not far at all.
Well, and even, you know, back in the day when we used to come down to Livingston Boat Dock, which is now Mitchell Creek, we would always go to Livingston. But you know what? Salina is right here.
Right.
Yes.
Much, much closer. Well, we need to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we're happy to do that, and then we'll be back with some more information about some things that are actually planned that are going on through the Salina Merchants Association.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey here live broadcasting from the Clay County Historical Courthouse. I want to also make mention to thank our special and generous sponsors. You guys are so special for helping us to be able to broadcast live here in the with the Clay County Corner on WVFB 101.5 FM and giving us the ability, the chance to actually do a lot to promote Clay County and all of the things that we are participating in. Without all of you sponsors, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this. So we are so, so grateful and so feel so special that you're willing to help us out and keep us live on the air and broadcasting and promoting Clay County. Thank you so much. I'm sitting here with Kathy Merritt and the Salina Merchants Association, and she has been giving us kind of an overview of how the Salina Merchants Association started, and it was just like a step, another step, and another step. And then they were able to put their heads together and look at resources and be able to start advertising better and marketing Clay County, which is all about promoting us that we're here and getting people into the county to spend their dollars. You know, that's what keeps us going, spending the dollars and visiting our stores and keeping them in business. Kathy, you've got something coming up real soon, I'm thinking.
We do. We did not want to miss the opportunity to try to bring something back to town for July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And one aspect about the Merchants Association, we're a little different in that we do not charge the merchants a fee to join.
Mm-hmm.
We want all the merchants to be able to participate with us. And therefore, we don't have a fund, if you will. Any advertising or any events we put on, we basically do it out of our pockets. And so we, in an attempt, this is a twofold project, we are going to have on July the 3rd, it's our Independence Bluegrass Cakewalk and Picnic.
Okay.
And it'll be here on the square starting at 6 o'clock. We will have a cakewalk. And in addition, we've asked folks, if you want to bring a picnic and come down and have a picnic on the square, or bring a blanket, we'll have maybe some picnic tables out here for you. Enjoy the cakewalk, you know, bring your money. Yeah. Bring your money. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't have time or don't want to pack your picnic basket, mm-hmm. I know that Gone Country is going to do some specials that folks could go in and just grab and bring out. And I think maybe a couple of the other cafes are going to do that. I've got to talk with them. But that way folks can just sit out there and enjoy. We will have some games for the kids, just little carnival-type games. And then also we're going to have a few of our local jammers out here
playing some
music. Mm-hmm. I believe that Diane and Gary Brown are going to be here, and possibly their banjo player is going to come and join in. Then on Saturday morning, on July 4th, we are going to have a, I guess for lack of a better term, it's a patriotic costume contest. It's going to be for children's age 0 to 7 years old.
Okay.
And there's going to be different categories for that. Now, this is not a beauty contest.
Right.
Nothing.
It's a fun contest.
It is a fun. This fun, is fun for the kids. You know, dress them up mm-hmm. patriotically. Whatever says 4th of July, dress them up. There are different age groups. We will have Little Miss and Mister. It starts with Sparkler, and then I think we go to Bottle Rocket, and then Cherry Bomb, and then Firecracker.
Oh, that is so cute.
And we will have the kids do a little parade with, you know, in their costumes and whatever, and then they will be judged, and they will be given, you know, a little something special. There is a $5 entry fee.
Okay.
And again, you know, all of the proceeds go into the fund of the
right.
Merchants Association. Then we're hoping to have a little more bluegrass music on Saturday. We'll have some cornhole out there. If folks want to just, you know, toss some cornhole, the mm-hmm. kids' games will be set up. We are still looking for anyone who would like to make donations to the cakewalk. You want to bake a cake. If you're a merchant and you have something you want to donate that you haven't already, that would be awesome. And if you're somebody who likes to normally join the folks with the Clay County Opry when they come down and just, you know, pick and jam, please feel free to come on down and do that.
Absolutely. And we've got, oh my goodness, we got the pickers and jammers around
here. We do.
We've got so much talent. And this will be a perfect opportunity. If you've even got somebody that's in visiting over the holiday weekend.
Yes.
And they're musically inclined, which I'm not. I'm musically inclined to listen to it.
Right.
But I can't pick a thing. So maybe my nose. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's always awesome to sit out here under the trees and you're on this beautiful square.
Absolutely.
And they just grab their chairs and sit in a circle and they just pick. And I mean, what an awesome thing. The kids can play some games and, you know, maybe toss some cornhole or whatever.
Right.
But just kind of trying to get back to some of the things we enjoyed, I guess, back in the day when you think of, you know, July 4th. And obviously a lot of folks will be on the lake, but not everybody, you know,
well,
is a lake person.
Exactly. And, yeah, a lot of them like to be there, but some of the family members don't particularly want to.
Sure.
You've got a lot of shoppers out there. There are a lot of people. All they need to know is that we've got all these antique stores and just other stores to shop in.
And good point.
Come in.
Yes, and the shops are going to have little specials going on.
Very good.
So, mm-hmm. you know, we certainly encourage everyone to come out and join us. It'll be a great time. And, you know, one thing that I would love to encourage, if there are any whittlers out there, we are trying desperately to get some of those folks back on the square. And, in fact, we're trying to work something out where we could set something up where some of our older folks who know how to whittle would come in and spend some time with the younger ones and teach them and show them. And that is certainly something we would like to bring back.
Right. I can remember days and days and days of every single day seeing the whittlers on the square.
Mm-hmm.
And you never walked through the grounds,
walked
across this yard without seeing those curl shavings. You know, they were always up here. And it smelled good.
It always did
smell like cedar, and it was just a nice rum. Of course, sometimes you'd have a little spit mixed in with that.
Exactly. That goes without saying.
Because they got to chew while they whittle.
They've got to chew. And, you know, that's something that not only the folks that live here and the older generation, they remember that
mm-hmm.
and they long to see that again.
Absolutely.
But that is something that our tourists ask about, because we have our posters around town that we sell the whittlers.
Right.
And folks ask about that and they talk about it. And, mm-hmm. You know, we kind of have, again, it's a twofold thing going on here. We want to cater to our community, our local folks, and provide them what they need. But at the same time, we want to draw the folks in, the tourists in, to help support our local economy.
Absolutely. And the Whittlers, it seems to be a bygone era, but it doesn't have to be.
No.
Again, you've got, I know that I've seen fathers that are getting pieces of cedar, and they're saying that they've got their kid, they're trying to show
yes.
their kids how to whittle
yes.
and to make that little curl, and it is kind of an art.
It is.
To do that.
It
but
is.
It would be such a cool thing to have some kind of something planned just for the whittlers.
Right, and you know what? We are working on that, and if anyone has any information, you know, that would be great. Would like
yeah.
to be part of this or whatever. That
they're
would be,
out there.
They that yes, definitely they are.
They are definitely out there. Let's see. I'm trying to see. It's about four minutes or so left. If you will go ahead and draw a name out of the birthday pile, and I'm going to give you the birthday announcement right now. Let me get this thing opened here. Well, it stuck together. Pretty good. Winning today's Solana Dairy Queen birthday cake, congratulations, goes out to Willie Allred. And Willie was called in, I think, by Suzanne Smith, and it is Willie's 32nd birthday on June the 23rd. So congratulations, Willie, for winning the Solana Dairy Queen cake. And you can go to the Chamber of Commerce anytime today after 10:30 and just pick up your certificate to then take to the Solana Dairy Queen to win your to claim your Solana Dairy Queen cake. So wanted to get that out. Sometime I've forgotten it one time, and I don't want to do that again. So congratulations, Willie. And let's get back to talking a little bit more about, I know you're going to probably plan, I just keep going back to this all the time, but it was such a big event. The Halloween
and
thing.
Yes, and we are, and we even have residents that have contacted us that said, you know, we live on down East Lake Avenue, and we don't get trick-or-treaters, and can we come and be part of it?
Yeah.
And we will open it up to anyone who wants to come up and set up downtown, because it was a fabulous, fabulous event. And one thing that I would like to mention for those of you who are on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Shop Historic Downtown Salina is a Facebook
yes.
page that I set up last summer. I linked all of the businesses that have Facebook pages, and I tell folks that come into my store, tourists, if you don't like any other page on Facebook, like Shop Historic Downtown Salina, because every post from those other pages rolls over. You can see our events. You can see how to contact us. Just scroll down through there, and you can see pictures, just events, things that we've done.
Right, right. Very good. So that's one link, and you don't have to have a million likes. You get
exactly.
all the information right there.
Exactly.
Right there. Two things I need to be sure and mention. The summer hours are in effect for the Divine Savior Mass. It's now at 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays. I think it usually is a little bit later throughout the rest of the year, but throughout the summer, the 5 o'clock p.m. Mass is at Divine Savior Mass here in Salina. And then also, Hometown Picking and Grinning. They were unable, due to scheduling conflicts, they were unable to have their show this month in June, but it will resume, their music will resume at the Women's Building on July the 18th. So be sure to mark that down on your calendar. Be sure to mark down July the 3rd mm-hmm. on your calendar. And see, that was for a couple of different things. We've got the event downtown,
mm-hmm.
as well as that day is the wilderness thing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the ninth. The ninth is the wilderness thing. That's also the celebration at the park. All right. Well, we are about done. Congratulations again to Willie Allred for winning the Solana Dairy Queen cake. And in closing, I want to thank Caleb and Eric and Lois and Kathy and all the listeners for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. And please keep our military in your daily prayers. I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.